Okay, today's Gemara, you'll be happy to hear, is we're going to find much easier than the previous Gemara. But I should just, before we start, a word on that topic. I don't think it's that Be'etzem it's easier. It's just that, the Sugya of Teshu Dibur, the Gemara here in Bava Kamma devotes a few lines to it. It's not really a Bava Kamma Sugya. So we're going to talk about it a little bit. We're going to try to learn the Sugya, but we're not really going to get deep into it. So maybe it's going to seem like it's simple. There's going to be one little question and one little answer, and everything's going to come out good. But really, I think all Sugyas and Shas, when the level of difficulty is really up to you, it's just a question of how deeply you want to go into it. Thank you very much. And if somebody wants to really tackle the difficulties, get very much involved and try to sort out all of the problems and understand it well, then I wouldn't say all sugyas are equally difficult, but I don't know if there's really any such thing as an easy sugya. It's just a question of how well you want to learn it. Okay, that being said, we're not going to learn Teshu Dibur that much, but we're going to spend the day. So the Gemara on the bottom of Amun Aleph said, "Amri Teshu Dibur Kedibur Damu Dukuli Amun Lamafreyu Nifsal," meaning this machleik is between Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakhama about whether when they're huzam on the Tficha that knocks out the Eidus on the Geneva, not necessarily they're arguing in the Lamdish Machleik is the Bayan Rava whether the Eidus kind of Lahabu Nifsal or Lamafreyu Nifsal. It could be that everyone agrees Lamafreyu Nifsal. And so the Psul does go back to Sunday. The Psul goes back to the Eidus on the Tficha. But remember, the Eidus on the Tficha was given at 2:01. He started talking at 2 o'clock. We were assuming that passing the Eidus HaTficha of 2:01 will also pass the Eidus HaGeneva of 2 o'clock, because that was all a single Agadis Eidus, because it was only separated by a couple of seconds, Teichi Dibur and Teichi Dibur Kedibur Dami. But Dr. Gemara, but if we bring that into question, so then we would understand the reason why you wouldn't be mevatel the Eidus on the Geneva. If you would say Teichi Dibur is a Lav Kedibur Dami, so it's a separate Agadis Eidus, so even if we're mevatel the Eidus of the Tficha, wouldn't be mevatel the Eidus of the Geneva. So over here, they're arguing about whether Teichi Dibur is Kedibur. Rabbanon Savri Teichi Dibur Lav Kedibur Dami. The Rabbanon hold that just because he said the second Eidus very shortly after the first Eidus, that doesn't make it one Haggadah's Eidus, and therefore when we work backwards and we're Paisal and Mafreya, the Eidus HaTficha, it won't also pass on the Eidus HaGeneva because that happened earlier. It could have been a day earlier or a week earlier because it was a moment earlier, and that's called earlier. But Rabbi Yosi Sefer Teichi Dibur Kedibur Dami. Rabbi Yosi holds that no, although the Eidus HaGeneva happened earlier, and yeah, had it been a day earlier or a week earlier, that would be a separate Agadis Eidus and it wouldn't become passed. But since it only happened a moment earlier, Teichi Dibur is Kedibur Dami, so that's considered as a single Agadas Eidus, and if we're about to one, we're about to the whole thing. So in that Frakti Gemara, the Sever, now I wrote on the Ma'am Chaim sheet to see well the top two Rashis. It's not Nagaya today, so it's Nagaya yesterday's. I don't want to go back into it, but if you remember, there was Chakira had to learn the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud, when we were saying that according to Rabbi Yosi, if you hold them afreyu nifsan, hold the Chedibur Kedibur Dami, so then when they become huzam on the Eidei Tvicha, that's also Mavata, the Eidus on the Geneva, was that because of Eidus Shvel Mitzvot Batlakul, that was in the Sivis, or was it because of the Chalais Psul on the Eidim, that was the Ksais? And in these two Rashis, Shtikol Shver, the first Rashi sounds a little bit like the Sivis, and the second Rashi sounds like the Ksais. Some of the second one is a stronger diet, but Al Kapan, if we were having another shiur on that sugya, we might be paying attention, careful attention to this. But now you could just make note of it. Okay, Frakti Gemara, Vasav Rabbi Yosi Teichi Dibur Kedibur Dami. Is that really true that Rabbi Yosi holds? He's saying here that the Machlokes Tanaim, and Rabbi Yosi says his shita because he's the one that says Teichi Dibur Kedibur Dami. But tonight we have a Mishnah in Temura where Rabbi Yosi, of all people, seems to go on record saying just the opposite. Harei zei tumuras oila tumuras shlamim. If somebody points to an animal and says this should be a temura, but oyel temura v'shalom, that temura means a replacement. The parasha of temura, the subject of temura, is very complex, but for our purposes, we don't need any of the complexity. Just think of it as temura always means that he means that the kedusha that was on a different animal should go on to this animal, and there's all sorts of interesting things that arise when someone tries to do that. But all we're interested in is that he's going over to this animal. Let's never mind what the other animal is. He's going over to this animal, and he's making it into a carbon. But he's using funny words and describing what carbon he's making it into. So for our purposes, this Mishnah would read just as smoothly if you would just take out the word temura. You have the word the temura in the Mishnah six times. Take them all out. You read it as if it had said harizoi oila shlamim. The Mishnah is in Masechet Temura, talking about making it a temura ben oila. But for our purposes, the point is he said I want it to be an oila, and then he said I want it to be a shlamim. Okay, because again, the case was he said I want it to be a temura ben oila, I want it to be a temura ben shlamim. But it's the same thing for us as if he had said I want it to be an oila, I want it to be a shlamim. So the Mishnah says harizoi temuras oila divrei Meir. Meir says we're a toifis v'lashon rishon. That we're only interested in the first thing that he said. Once you say something, that's what stands, and what you say afterwards has no ability to change it. So if he called it an oila first, it's an oila. Even though he said oila and then he said shlamim, we ignore the shlamim part, it's just an oila. Rabbi Yossi says, no reason why you should ignore it. If somebody says two things, take him at face value. He means two things. He never meant that it should be an oila exclusively, he meant it should be a hybrid of an oila and a shlamim. If that's what he meant all along, meaning he meant to say from the beginning that it should be both. He can't say two things at once, so he said one and then the other. But his intention all along was to say both. That's what it means. Then since what he wants from his life, he doesn't know how to say two words at the same time. So he said one and then the other. But if he meant both of them from the beginning, he was always intending to say both. So that's called saying two things at the same time. And then Dvar Kayamin. Then it's exactly what he says it should be. It's a hybrid. It's an Oila and a Shlam together. What does that mean? What do you do with the animals that are Oila and a Shlam together? Of course, you can't bring it as a carbon because there's different halachas of how you bring an Oila and a Shlam. So as she says, Dvar Kayamin means that this animal doesn't get brought as a carbon at all. This animal will get redeemed. You're not allowed to redeem an animal with kedushas of gufsi. Wait until it gets a bal mum. After it gets a mum, once it's a bal mum, then you can redeem it. Then you take that money and you split the money in half. And with half of the money, you buy a small oila. And with the other half of the money, you buy a small shlamim. That's what it means, dvar of kayamim. Again, it's a little bit complicated for two words, dvar of kayamim, but that's also not our sugya, not our concern. But if this is the opposite of what Rabbi Yossi meant, lakach naskavim mitchila. And those are the two alternatives. There's either lekach eskavim mitchila or nimlach. So Rabbi Yossi says, if he meant all along to say oila and shlamim, then it's both. It's an oila and shlamim. But if he's nimlach, meaning he meant when he walked over to the animal and he started to talk and he started to consecrate it, he meant for it to be an oila. And after he decided that it should be an oila and he made it into an oila, then he decided, no, on second thought, I want it to be a shlamim. So then Rabbi Yossi says, hayreze temuras oila. Then it remains an oila. You can't change it anymore. So Rabbi Meir didn't differentiate. Rabbi Meir says, I don't really care if you meant it all along or you changed your mind later. Twice less than Rishon. Rabbi Meir says, no, it matters if you meant all along for it to be both, then it's both. It's a hybrid. And if you meant one and then you decided on the other, then it remains with the first because you can't change your mind.
Were you sure that second part was only Shizu Yuri wasn't the
miracle? As far as I know, why do you have reason to say otherwise?
Yeah. Do we pass
like
Rabbi Yossi over
Rabbi
Meir?
Yeah. Maybe do it here? We do. But, generally we do. Rabbi Yossi, Nimukayima, yeah, we do pass like Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Meir. Okay, I can't say anything for sure, but I really just read the Mishnah pretty superficially, but that's what it looks like. At least my superficial reading, that's what it looks like. So unless you have a reason to say otherwise, I'm going to work with that assumption. Bavina ba, and we asked a kasha. Now this expression, by the way, bavina ba, just for future reference, whenever you see that, this means when we're borrowing a Mishnah from elsewhere, meaning this is a Mishnah in Mitzvah Temura, and we're in Bava Kamma, and the Gemara is importing a Mishnah, and it's importing it with the Shaka Vatariya. Meaning to say that when we were learning Temura, we had this Kasha. That's what Vavinaba always means, that you don't see the Kasha developing in real time. You see somebody saying over a Kasha that they had somewhere else. Vavinaba, and we asked the Kasha when we were learning the Mishnah Temura, Nimlach Pshita. Of course, you can't change it. Everybody knows you can't walk over to an animal which is an oila and make it into a shlamim. So if you said it should be an oila, I mean, if you had said it should be an oila last year, or you inherited this animal from your father who got it from his grandfather, this animal has been an oila for the last 75 years, and then you walk over to it and you say, I want it to be a shlamim. Of course you can't do that. You can make an animal chulin into a shlamim. You can't make a carbon oila into a shlamim. So that's a devar pasha. So over here, good, it wasn't from 75 years ago. It wasn't even from yesterday. It wasn't from his grandfather. But what's the difference? If he said Hareze Oila, or Hareze Tumur Oila, and that was Chal, it took effect, so it's an Oila. What's the difference whether it's been an Oila for a second or it's been an Oila for a year? If he would then Nimlach, he would then change his mind saying, on second thought, I want it to be a Shlamim. So basically, he's walking over to a carbon Oila and saying, I want it to be a Shlamim. And of course, that doesn't work. Basically, we wouldn't have to speak that out. So the Vavina ba Nimlach Pshita, the Om Rav Papa. So Rav Papa explained, again, this is Rav, the reason why it's written with a Vav, right? Not Om Rav Papa, is because this is not, this Shaka Vatari is not happening here in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma is telling you over what happened in Masechet Temura. So Vavina ba, we asked this question. The Om Rav Papa, and Rav Papa gave us the following answer. Vam Rav Papa Nimlach Vatari de Dibur Kamrinan. And there you can put a closed quote. That's the end of the excerpt from Masechet Temura. Rav Papa explained that Rabbi Yossi meant to be teaching that even though he was nimlach toichid edibur, so now it's not such a davar pashut that it shouldn't work. Because of course you can't walk over to something that's already an oila. You can't walk over to a carbon oila and make it into a shlamim. But over here you're still involved in making it into an oila. And your words made it into an oila, and you're still toichid edibur of those words. And if toichid edibur kedibur dam, if you're allowed to retract your words toichid edibur, if you're allowed to make a nedir and take it back, right, if you're allowed to say that, you know, I want all of the potatoes in the house to be us, I mean like a carbon, no, on second thought, I don't. So you're able to retract that if Teichid Dibur is Kedibur Dami. So then you should be able to retract this also. It didn't really become an Oila yet. It's still in the process of becoming an Oila. On that, Rav Yossi says, no, Ibn Nimlach, V'im Nimlach, Hareze Tumuras Ayla, meaning that you can't change it, even though it's Teichid Dibur. Why not? Obviously, because he needs to be telling you, Teichid Dibur is Lav Kedibur Dami. That there is no window of Teichid Dibur that you could change things within a Teichid Dibur. Once you say something and you make a chalais, it's chal, and you can't change it anymore. So Rabbi Yossi in this Mishnah is coming out against the Shita of Teichid Dibur Kedibur Dami. He's on the side of Teichid Dibur. Now, in this mission, Temur is not a machlokes. It's just Rabbi Yossi saying Teichid Dibur is Lav Kedibur Dami, and Rav Meir B'Pashas it wasn't even Negea, because he anyway always holds that it's Harei the Temur Seila. For Rabbi Yossi over there says that Teichid Dibur is Lav Kedibur Dami. In the Brice that we brought on Amun Aleph about the Eidos, where there was machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, so over there we wanted to say the Kuli Alma Eidim L'Mafreihu Nifsal, but the Machlaikis is that whereas the Chachamim hold Teichid Dibur Lav Kedibur Dami, so it's two separate idioms. Rabbi Yossi holds Teichid Dibur Kedibur Dami, so that's why it's an Eidus Achas. So Rabbi Yossi in Bava Kamma was the Manda Amar Teichid Dibur is yes Kedibur Dami, and Rabbi Yossi in Temura is the Manda Amar Teichid Dibur Lav Kedibur Dami. So that's the Stira. Omri, we say, here's the Teretz, Shrei Teichid Dibur Havu. There are two different kinds of Teichid Dibur. Chad, one is Kadei Sheilas Talmud L'Rav, the amount of time that it takes for a Talmud to say hello to his Rebbe. V'chad Kadei Sheilas Rav L'Talmud. And one is the amount of time that it takes for a Rebbe to say hello to his Talmud. Ki les le the Rabbi Yossi, which does Rabbi Yossi not hold of, meaning the Rabbi Yossi in Temura, who comes out and says, I don't hold of Teichid Dibur, that's Kadei Sheilas Talmud L'Rav. that the shiur of a Talmud saying hello to his Rebbe, what does that sound like? Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And then you see there's a word Umayri, but there's a Beis, because it tells you that in a lot of Rishonim. Then I gave us that. So there's a big machlekes apaiskim whether this is a shiur of three words or four words, but either way, it's the shiur of Shilas Talmud L'Rav. We'll call it now three words, right? Without the word Umayri. Dinafish, that's a lot. That's three words. That much time Rabbi Yezi doesn't allow. But Kadesh Shilas HaRav HaTalmud, so that's the Rabbi Yezi in Temura, who will take the Dibur's Lafidimur. But Kadesh Shilas HaRav HaTalmud, but the time that it takes for a Rebbe to say hello to a Talmud, so that's much easier, because he doesn't need the word Rebbe at the end. He can just say, Shalom Alecha. So Islay, that's Rabbi Yezi does hold of. That's the Rabbi Yezi in Bava Kama, where he says, L'gabi the Eidz Tvich and the Eidz Geneva, Teich HaDibur is Yes Kedibur Dami. He means that if the Eidz Geneva was within a two-word time space, a two-word time interval from the Eidz Tvicha, then Teich HaDibur Kedibur Dami, and Shabbat Moksas Bat L'Kula. But in the case of Temura Seila, Temura Shlamim, where he says, HaRezi Temura Seila, that's when it wasn't within a two-word interval, it was within a three-word interval, the time that it would take to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi, that much time he doesn't consider to be Kedibur Dami, and therefore he says HaRezi Temura Seila. So, Maskanas HaGemara is that there is a din, Rabbi Yezi does hold the Teich HaDibur Kedibur Dami, but only if it's very, very small. Shalom Alecha. That much time. That's how much time you have to back out of things that you said. But anything more, but three words, there was a tzad, apparently, that maybe three words should also help. There was at least a shahavamina, because that's where Abbasi was coming, Lafuki from in the Mishnah in Temura. When he said, Uvinimlach, Harei the Temura Seila, then that's not considered Kedibur Dami. That's Rabbi Yezi's chiddush, that we don't go Kedibur, Tehredibur, Kedibur Dami on a three-word interval. Now, learning Bava Kama, that's the end of the Gemara. It's a two das, we're finished, right? So we came away thinking that the shear of Tehredibur is the amount of time that it takes to say two words. So, if it's Aser Zimei Tshuva, and a person says Baruch Hashem HaKel HaKadosh, and then he fixes it very quickly, and he says HaMelech HaKadosh, so we would say that he would need to get it in within two words in order to save himself. If it takes three words time, then it's too late, then we have to go back to the beginning of Shemayin Esrei. Lo and behold, if you open up a Mishnah Berurah, as some of you did this morning, this was at the Ma'amar Kaimus, Tavkuf Pei Bei, actually, maybe I gave you a different one. Tavkuf Pei Bei is about HaMelech HaKadosh. I think the one that I put on the Ma'amar Kaimus, Kuf Chaf Dalid, yeah, which is Hilchas Brachas, I mean, it's Hilchas Chazaras Hashatz, really, that it says in Shulchan Aruch, he's supposed to answer Amen when the Shliach Tzibur finishes a bracha. And you're not supposed to wait, right? If he says Baruch Atah Hashem, Marech Achilei Amo Yisrael, you answer Amen. You're not supposed to wait and then later answer Amen. That's called an Amen. You're saying the Gemara Bracha says that Mishamar Mahaina Amen, you're saying Yisyasmu Banav. So you have to be careful to answer Amen right away. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, if it's not mamash immediate, but it's still within the Teich HaDibur, that's still okay. You can still answer Amen. What's Teich HaDibur? Kedei Sheilas Talmud L'Rav, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Mishnah Berurah says clearly that it's a three-word interval of the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. He says the same thing, L'Gabi HaMelech HaKadosh. There is a third place where the Mishnah Berurah talks about it, and I think over there, not in these two places, but in the third one, and I'm not sure now where it is, but there's a third place where he talks about it, and he says, maybe he says this in Kochav Dalet, that there's a Yeshayim that you have four words, he alludes to these two Yerseis in Argomar, in Kochav Dalet he says that? Okay. So he brings down over there the Yeshayim, four words, Yeshayim, three words, and he brings down place on each side, and I think he comes out that the Iker is really that it's three words. But that's all not going to be negaya, our kasha. I mean, that's a separate question. If that's how Chazal defined the Sheilas Talmud L'Rav, I mean, that's a very important question for all of us. We have, you know, anybody that has a Rebbe and wants to sometimes say hello, so you have to know how to say it. If you say Rebbe, you might read, you just say Rebbe. So it's negaya for that. But it's not negaya the lumdus of our sugya, because that's all in the category of Sheilas Talmud L'Rav. And our Gemara clearly says that That kind of teichas dibur is lav kedibur. Which teichas dibur is yes kedibur? Sheilas Rav Talmud, meaning just shalom alecha. So whether you hold that the other shita, the other shir, the sheilas Talmud the Rav is three words or four words, but either way, it's clear in our Gemara that it doesn't work. It's not kedibur dami. There's no such thing. You don't have a sheilas Talmud the Rav. You only have a sheilas Rav Talmud, which is very clear that it's only two words. So the Mishnah Berurah in either of these two places, whichever version of the Sheilas Talmud of the Rav you want to go with, the three words or the four words, those Mishnah Berurahs and all the Paiskim that the Mishnah Berurah is coming from, he's not making it up himself, he's bringing down all the Paiskim that talked about in Hanukkah's Brachas and Hanukkah's Tefillah, they all talked about the Sheilas Talmud of the Rav, and they're all connected to the Maskan of Ar Gemara. Ar Gemara says that you don't have a Sheilas Talmud of the Rav. Sheilas Talmud of the Rav was the Havamina that Rabbeinu was coming to Lafuki from. But the only teichas dibur that's kedibur halacha lamaisa lamaskan, I mean, is only shaylas a rav talmid. So when we open the paiskim, we find that the halacha that's paskin by the paiskim is the opposite of the maskan of our Gemara. So you see in the Tosfos, and again there's four Tosfosim on the page that we're skipping. Sorry. We're doing the fifth Gadat. It's just one. It's almost like a Gadat to Dick, but it's just interesting to read. Look at the fourth Tesis, just very briefly. Zeishelas Talmud Rav. Tesis bothered by Akasha. We talk about this. How long it takes for a Rebbe, for a Talmud to say hello to his Rebbe. For Tesis, a Talmud allowed to say hello to his Rebbe. How the Amr Pak Tesis Shachar Nesin Shalom Amach Shalom the Rabbi Graham and the Shchinish of Pesach Mitzrayim. Doesn't the Gemara say that it's a terrible thing to say hello to your Rebbe? You're not allowed to make yourself familiar with your Rebbe. You have to stand in awe and dread of your Rebbe. So what do you mean, Sheilas Talmud LaRav? So hi, Nukishanei Shalom LaRav, K'moy L'Chaver, Zok Teis, no, that Gemara, it doesn't mean what it might sound like when you learn Masechas Brachas. You have to learn Masechas Bava Kama to know what it means. It means gufo what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says that there's a difference between the way a Rebbe is Sheil Shalom B'Talmud and between the way a Talmud is Sheil Shalom B'Rebbe. So that Gemara, gufo means this Yisoid. That you have to make sure that when you say hello to your Rebbe, it doesn't sound the same as the way when you say hello to a peer. Hainu, k'shanei z'shon l'rabbi k'moy l'chaveiroi. K'moy sh'amar l'shon l'alacha v'lo yamar rabbi. Then he brings another Gemara where it says an Eved can't say hello altogether. Okay, that's an Eved, that's different. Okay, I guess the other relevant Gemara to that discussion is the Gemara Kedushin that says the Rav Shemachal k'vodei k'vodei machal. I think nowadays there's a widely held expectation or assumption that Rebbeim are Meichel on these kinds of things because, you know, it's important to have camaraderie with Talmidim, it's easier to have a Hashpah like that. That's what they teach us in Rebbe school. So, you know.
Is it different now?
I mean, I think the truth is even now, the emphasis, I have to tell you, even now it really depends what kind of yeshiva you're in. You know, in the more, whatever you want to call it, places, there's much more of a covenant and an ema for the Rebbeim, you know, and they walk over, you know, tentatively, and then they back away when they're finished, and it's all in third person, and you know, there's a real Rabbi Yomayri, you know, very much as a four-word, not a three-word. But in some places, in some places, it's not like that. Over here, I think in Landers, I think the Minigar marker is not like that. So, that's fine. All right, next thesis. The next thesis takes up the question that we were discovering that, you know, you look at the halacha l'maisa, it sounds like it. So, thesis, of course, is not going to ask the kasha from the Mishnah Berurah, it's not the halacha l'maisa. But thesis just says, over here, the Gemara comes out l'maskana that the only acceptable teichas dibur is the two-word version. And Tamer, the Ravach Medifti, the Amar Parakam and the Makis, the Parak Shuvos Eidus, Teichas Dibur Kedei Sheilas Talmud LaRav. The Gemara in Makis, it's an Amayra, he shouldn't be arguing on the Tanayim over here. He says, Kedei Sheilas Talmud LaRav, right, which is a three-word formula. Come on, so who's that going like? The Rabbanon, right, meaning in our Gemara, you have two, you have, this whole Shach V'Tayah was according to Rabbi Yossi. So you might think, oh, okay, fine. So in Rabbi Yossi, we came out that you only have two words, but maybe there's another sheet that you have three words. So it's no, just the opposite. Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds the Teichas Dibur Kedibur. Remember, the bright son of Manalf is Machlekes Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim hold Teichas Dibur is Lav Kedibur. Rabbi Yossi is the one that says Teichas Dibur is Kedibur. And yet, because of the contradiction to the Mishnah Timur, we ended up qualifying that, limiting that, that he only holds it with the two-word formula, not the three-word formula. So, if someone's going to come out of Masechet Makis and say that Kedei Shelos Tam Al Ra, which is really three words, is also considered Kedibur Dami, so then he's not like Rabbi Yosi, and Kol Shekin is not like the Chachamim, because the Chachamim hold even less than Rabbi Yosi. The Rabban, unless they're called Kedibur, a few Kedibur Katan, they don't even hold the smaller Kedei Kedibur, but Rabbi Yosi Nami, Kedei Tam Al Ra, Moi Didila Kedibur Dami. And Rabbi Yosi, although he holds at least of a smaller one, but the bigger one, because Kedei Shelos Tam Al Ra, that he doesn't hold of, so why is Amiraim and Makis saying that the Shirv Shelos Tam Al Ra? Because it's a braisa, he quotes a few words of the braisa, he doesn't quote the critical words. It says that somebody says, so as long as that ani came with the dibur, it worked. And then the braisa, this is the braisa, this braisa is written by Tanoim, the braisa adds the words, so Rav Achavi Difti said in Masechas Makis is actually verbatim what's written in that Braisa in Masechas Nazir. It's against our Gemara, but that's okay, because this is already a Braisa. The Kibbutz Tzitzis Kasha was Rav Achavi Difti in the Masechas Makis. It's just an Amayu, and Amayu shouldn't be arguing Rav Yosi and the Chachamim. But now we have a Braisa form, so the Braisa is allowed to argue with Rav Yosi and the Chachamim. V'chein Hilchas Atzach Yedibur Kedibur Dami V'achi Paskinon Hilchas up in the Durham, Parak Basra, and then Taisa says, now this is a little bit unclear what Taisa wants, but Vahachi Paskinon, Hilchas up in the Durham, it sounds like Taisa means to say that there's a Gemara in the Durham that tells us that we Paskin like that Gemara in Nazir, and not like our Gemara, that the formula is three words long and not two words, but that's not really the case. The Gemara in the Durham doesn't get into how long Taisa Dibur is, but Taisa just means Vahachi Paskinon, that we Paskin, that Taisa Dibur is Kedibur. Whatever exactly the Shir is, but we pass in the Tech Kedibur is yes Kedibur, because the Gemara in the Durham, Parak Basra, says Tech Kedibur, Kedibur, Dami, Chutz, Mimigadev, Vav, Oibir, Vidizar, Umikadesh, Umigarish. So over there you see, the Gemara over there says Tech Kedibur is Kedibur with four exceptions. Megadev and Oibir, Vidizar, those are Vidizar related things, meaning if somebody says to an idol, Eliata, you are my God. So he's kind of used for that. And let's say he goes over to the idol and says, Eliata. No, on second thought, actually, I believe in the Reish Lailam. So that's too late. He's still Chayav Misa. There's no Dinu Tech Kedibur Kedibur Dami, because you can't have a momentary lapse in that. For a second there, I thought this was my God, but then I thought better of it. You're Chayav Misa for that. So there's no Tech Kedibur Kedibur. Mekadish and Megarish also, if somebody says, Harei Mekudeshesli, B'tabaz Zoy Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Just kidding. Doesn't work. The Kedushin already Chal. And Megarish also, if he gives her a get and says, and then he says a second later that, no, I take it back. The Gerishin is still Chal. So the Gemara over there says that those are the exceptions. Megadif is Mevarech Hashem. But other than that, meaning in Eidos, in Brachas and Tfila, like we were talking about before, in Nedarim and in Nezirus, in all such matters, we pass the Tech Kedibur is Kedibur Dami. Vafilu Kedei Shilas Tam Al Rav Kirish Lakish Ukravacha Demakis Udishvuos Eidos. And the Tzitzis says, and that halacha is even by Kedei Shilas Tam Al Rav, like we saw from the Rish Lakish and based on the Brisim Nazir Daf Chafalef. So this last line is a little bit difficult because, you know, he says he's bringing you something from the Gemara in the Darim, but l'cher, it's two different nekudas, right? From the Gemara in the Darim, he's just bringing you the Tech Kedibur is Kedibur, except where they make exceptions. And then from the Gemara in Nazir, he says that we have a right that it should be even in Kedei Shelos Tam Al Rav. Al-Kapanim, bottom line of Taisis says that l'maskan, l'halach l'maisi, you should ignore our Gemara. Don't worry about our Gemara. True, our Gemara says that you only have a two-word formula, but there's a Gemara in Makis, there's even a Braisa. I'm sorry, there's a Gemara in Makis and Nazir, there's a Gemara that even has a Braisa, where it's clear they have a three-word formula, and that's the way we pass on that Gemara in Makis, not like this Gemara. So maybe when we open the Mishnah Berurah and we find the Kadesh, that Tech Kedibur is always Kadesh Shelos Tam Al Rav, it shouldn't bother us, it shouldn't come as a surprise, because that follows what Tosafos says is the Maskana, the Halacha, based on the other Sugyos. Now, we're going to come back to this Tosafos in a couple of minutes. Let me just bring in the Rambam that we learned this morning. The Rambam writes in Perkezov, Chachmas Karbonos, the Rambam talks about if somebody. Sorry. I picked up the wrong paraphernalia. Yeah, no, I picked up that, meaning to pick up this. I was distracted. Okay. The Rambam writes that his case is a little bit different than our case. It's a different mission in Temura that he's coming from. But it also has to do with switching between Oila and Shlomim. And the Rambam says, V'im achar shugamar b'libi b'hoitz b'sosaf sh'tiya shlomim chazar b'y v'amur v'lada Oila. Yeah, the case over there is not about the same animal, but he wants to, he makes an animal into a shlomim, and he says, and the baby that's born from this animal should be an oila. Now, the Rambam said that if he means to be saying the whole thing at one time, then fine, he can make such a split. But if he first said, I raise the shlomim, and then afterwards he decides, I want, yeah, this should be a shlomim, but I want the baby to be an oila, even though he made that switch, the Vlad is going to be shlomim like the mother, and his switch is not going to take effect. Because there's no such thing as changing your mind by hektish, even if you change your mind by if you go over to an animal and you say, and then you say, just kidding, that's like Harayam Kudeshesli, just kidding. There's no just kiddings. There's no, you can't back out of a hektish. When you make something hektish, there's no dinner that you have up to a couple of seconds to change it. Although you have that din by Eidus, and by Tfilis, and by Brochus, and by Nazirus, but there's no such din by hektish. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. And it's a pretty big chiddush taka, because the Gemara never says anything like that. As a matter of fact, we just saw a text quote of Gemara in the Darim. You know, if you just have that, that you don't know what the source is. The Rambam says something, and it's surprising. It's a chiddush. We don't know where it comes from. So that would be one thing. But it's even worse than the Mefarshim asks, because the Gemara in the Darim says that there are four exceptions. So if the Braisa is, if the Gemara is giving a list of exceptions, so it's almost like it's explicit that there are no other exceptions. And the Rambam is making up that there's another exception, a fifth exception. So the truth is, that's not just that he's, it's not only that he's, it's like he's making that up. The Rambam actually says that explicitly. The Rambam, when he brings down that Gemara in Nedarim, that Tarech Kedibur is always Kedibur with a short list of exceptions, the Rambam has six items on the list instead of four. The Rambam says, Tarech Kedibur, the Rambam is in the Pirush of Mishnayis on that Mishnah in Temura that is going on over there, and the Mice Karbanis Parak Tesvav. It's going on a mission in Temura in Daf Chaf Hey, but in the Rambam of the Pirush of Mishnayis over there, he says Tarech Kedibur doesn't help, because even though Chazal said Tarech Kedibur is Kedibur Dami, but that is except for, and he lists six exceptions, Hektish, Temura, Oyvei Dezara, Megadeth, Mekadesh, and Megarish. So, it's very strange. The Gemara has a similar list, but the Gemara's list only has four things. And the Rambam's list has six things. Okay, Hektish and Temura are very much related, so you can think of it as he added one item. Again, he calls it six things, but it's dividing up Hektish and Temura. But basically, he added Hektish to the list. The Gemara doesn't have Hektish on the list. So, the Mefarshim and the Sekelim on the Rambam are very bothered. First of all, where did the Rambam get it from? And second of all, it's going against the Gemara. And yeah, he quotes the Gemara differently, but unless you'll suggest that he has such a girsa. The truth is, I think if you look well in the Pirush of Mishnayis, it's clear that it wasn't his girsa in the Gemara and the Darm. He says there are six exceptions, and he says two from here and four from the Gemara. Meaning, he says that the Gemara lists four exceptions, but based on this mission in Temura, I'm adding that Hektish and Temura are also an exception. But it's a very shvera thing to do, to do that to the Gemara, and without, you know, and it's not really clear where his makar is, where did he get that from, that there's no din of Tarech Kedibur by Hektish. That's a mystery, but it's a mysterious Rambam. The Rambam writes something very surprising because it doesn't seem to be an obvious makor for it.
Isn't there sometimes a question when the Gemara gives a list if it's dafka?
Yeah, right. That's true. Like at the very beginning of this year, we learned the Gemara at the beginning of Meruba, when the Gemara was discussing when the Mishnah says Meruba, right? That these are the differences between Kefil and Dal V'Hei. Could be that there's a ton of Ashaya, that there are other differences also. So this is a similar kind of a discussion. You're right. So that's why I'm using the word a mystery. I'm not saying that such a kasha slugs up the Rambam, but it makes people very much wonder, why did he make up such a thing? Where does this thing come from? But this next kasha is going to slug him up. Because then the Shach comes along and asks, it's not just that the Rambam said something with Adam Makar and where did he get this from, that there's no difference between Kedibah by Hektish? Dr. Shach, don't we all know of a Gemara, and I mean all of us here in this classroom, don't we all know of a Gemara that clearly states that there is a din of Tekhli Dibur by Hektish? Specifically by Temura of Hektish? By that area of Hektish, that section of Hilchos Hektish called Temura? That's our Gemara. Because our Gemara is asking a stira that Rabbi Yossi and Hilchos Hektish, Rabbi Yossi is the man da'omah, that Tekhli Dibur is Kedibur da'omah. Frankly, Gemara, but in Temura, we see that he said that Nimlach, how is it Temura? So I love because Tech Kedibur is Lav Kedibur. So frankly, Gemara, if it's the same Rabbi Yossi, how come over here it's Yes Kedibur and over there it's not Kedibur? So how good a kasha is that? Frankly, Shach, if the Rambam is right, that there's no Tech Kedibur by Hektish, so that's the answer to the Sira. The reason why in the Bryce and Bava Kamli, whole Tech Kedibur Dami is because by Idris it is Kedibur. It is Kedibur. And in the Mishnah in Temura, he says Tech Kedibur is not Kedibur because that's about Hektish. Meaning, let the steering of Yasi gufa be because of the Rambam's Yisoid. But the Gemara is not like that. The Gemara considers it a Sira. Such a Kefarlech Sira that the Gemara needs to come up with a Teretz. I'm reading Trey Tech Kedibur Habu. They're really two different Shira of Tech Kedibur. I remember Yasi came Lafuki Tech Kedibur. In Temura, he only meant Lafuki, the big Shira, not the small Shira. Why did he need any of that? Why did the Gemara just answer that in Eidos he holds a Tech Kedibur and in Hektish he doesn't hold a Tech Kedibur? Obviously, because there's no such chiluk. From the fact that the Gemara would ask a kasha on Rav Yossi from a mission in Temura, obviously the Gemara thought that there is no ground to differentiate between Hektish and other areas of the Torah regarding Tech Kedibur. If Tech Kedibur is Kedibur, it's Kedibur everywhere. If it's not Kedibur, it's not Kedibur anywhere. Okay, with four exceptions. The Gemara Nadar makes those four exceptions. But Hektish is not an exception. If Hektish was an exception, then the Gemara's Kasha wouldn't be a Kasha. So for the fact that this Gemara has a Kasha, that proves that Hektish is just the same as all the other things that people do. And Tech Kedibur is Kedibur as the regular rules. So for the Rambam to go and say that Hektish is one of the exceptions is a blatant steer to this Gemara. That's the Shach. Shach says it so strongly that he says that this shlugs up the Rambam. He makes no attempt to try to be miyashev the Rambam. He feels that it's an insurmountable kasha. And even though he starts off, before he comes to this, he starts off by saying, by the way, this Rambam, you should know, he's not a Das Yochid. He brings a Teisvis. Taisvis, I think, in Menachas Daf Peyal, he says, where Taisvis seems to also hold like the Rambam, and then he brings down the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah in Temura, says like the Rambam, but he says, but all of them are wrong, because this is Mefurashi Gemara Bava Kamma. The Gemara Bava Kamma asks the stira between Rabbi Yossi and Hilchos Eidos and Rabbi Yossi and Hilchos Temura, and how come in Hilchos Temura, he is the one that holds Tech Kedibur is Kedibur Dami, so how come in the Mishnah in Temura he didn't hold Kedibur Dami? Now, if the Rambam and all of his friends are correct that there's no din of taking the Kedibur by Hektish, then the Gemara's Kasha is not a Kasha. So for the fact that the Gemara asked this Kasha and needed to come up with a different answer, it must be that the Rambam is saying this wrong, that Hektish is the same as anything else, and Shach basically just says that we should disregard this Rambam. He says, Ein Safek the Ishtamet L'Kulam Hashastem Ruba Hanal. It's a very unusually strong expression for the Shach to say. I mean, the Shach every day, you find the Shach, you know, going to bat to try to be Miyashiv Rishonim. Over here, he says, that the, although it's a Rambam and a Tosfos and a Bar Tanura, he throws in some other people also, Kefir Mishnah and Tosfos Yontif, and then he throws in for good measure, he says, and the Ravid. The Ravid could usually be relied upon to speak up when the Rambam says something wrong. How come over here the Ravid was quiet? But he says, I don't care how many people it sounds like hold that this Rambam makes sense. It can't be. Ain't suffic, and there's no doubt in my mind, they all just didn't realize that it's contradicted by the Gemara and Ruba. The Nira Lilin and Dina, the Hekdesh Kishar Dvarim can't nearly bar, and therefore I'm paskining halacha l'maisa, the Hekdesh is just the same as anything else. And the, yes, there is a Dina Tanya Kedibra Kedibra Dami by Hekdesh, and not like this Rambam. That's the shock. By the way, I want to just bring out that this is not just theoretical. You know, nowadays we don't have Hekdesh, but we have Hilchas Tzedakah. And Hilchas Tzedakah are very much modeled after Hekdesh, and the Mefarshim that say, there are places that talk about this Shach, whatever, this Machlokes Rambam and others, we're supposed to get into possibly a Yishuv, but this question could affect if somebody changes his mind about Tzedakah. A person might, you know, make a pledge in shul by an appeal, right? They're collecting money for something, and somebody raises his hand, $1,000. And then a moment later, he says, he realizes, oh, he remembers that he had an investment that went bad this week, and he's, you know, usually gives $1,000, but he can't do that anymore, so he says, I need 500. Make that 500, please. Does it work? It's touch the neighbor. Does it work? Is he able to retract a pledge to tzedakah? That's totally in this shaila. So it's very again halakha l'maisa. So the shach says he absolutely is able to change his mind because it's not avodah zarah, it's not kedusha and gerushin. So tachidiris kedira dami. Notwithstanding that the Rambam holds not that way, but the Gemara is mafurish yes that way. So yes, the shach passes that he can change his mind. So the Mishnah Melech, who's one of the mafurishim on the page of the Rambam, so he brings down the shach. He first asks the kasha also, he's bothered by this kasha. How could the Rambam say something that seems to go against our Gemara? And then he brings in the shach, went so far as to slug up the Rambam based on this kasha. But the Mishnah Melech shows more loyalty. He's one of the next to heal of the Rambam, after all. He shows more loyalty here to the Rambam. And he says that he thinks that there's a teretz, and as a matter of fact, it's not even so hard. The answer is staring us in the face. It's based on what we already learned. Tosfos over here, Argumara Esakai. Clearly, Argumara, you're right. Argumara is not like the Rambam. I'll grant you that. But Argumara is not right either. Didn't we see that in Tosfos? Argumara comes out that since there's a stira between Rabbi Yossi here and Rabbi Yossi there about whether Tosfos is Yechid Dibur or not Yechid Dibur, so much of this is Shreit Yechid Dibur. So which one does work? That's the two words. Sheilas Rabbi Talmud. Which one doesn't work? That's the three words. They show us a Talmud L'Rab. But then Tosfos was Ma'ir that elsewhere in Shas, the Gemara in Nazir, the Gemara in Makis, the Gemara elsewhere seem to work with the assumption that Teichet HaDibur is a three-word interval, not a two-word interval. Other than this line, this teretz here in Baba Kama Daf Ayin Gimel, all the other sugyas in Shas seem to think of Teichet HaDibur as being a three-word interval, not a two-word interval, which is not like the Maskan of our Gemara. So Tosfos said, okay, they're going like a different Manda Amar. But what, you know, you learn the Tosfos, but really we should stop and ask. Tosfos left something unexplained. Because if Argumara ends up giving a teretz, but the teretz is not really correct, I'll leave it to Hilchasa, so then the Kasha comes back. If really Teichet HaDibur is a three-word interval, not a two-word interval, so then why did Gervasi say in Temura that it's Lav Kedibur Dami? Good, Argumara asked that kasha and gave a teretz. But, and well, we're not going to call it wrong, it's a teretz that was held up by the Gemara in Bava Kama. But the Gemara in Nazir and the Gemara in Makis hold that Teichet HaDibur is a three-word interval. So they obviously don't hold for the teretz of the Gemara in Bava Kama. So according to those Gemaras, and Tosfos tells us that we pass them like those Gemaras. So according to those Gemaras, don't we need a different teretz to the stira of Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi? So now what's the teretz of that stira? So he says, so can't we very well say that the teretz is because Hekdesh Shani, that Hekdesh is different? Meaning, Taka, our Gemara, the Shach is right. our Gemara holds that Hekdesh is just like anything else. It's just like Eidus and Nedarim, and it should have Dinim Tekhid Dibi Kedibi Dami. But based on that, our Gemara has a Seer and Rebasi. And the Gemara says, okay, I have a Seer, but I have a Teretz. Fine. But, and then our Gemara is over. But we know, when we continue the discussion, we compare this Gemara, we analyze in the light of all the other Gemaras, we know that Chazal, at large, did not accept that Teretz. Which means that that Sira needs some other Yishuv. So, maybe the other Yishuv, the Rama maybe held that it's Mesaber, that if we don't accept the Teretz of this Gemara, it must be that there was something wrong with the Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara is the Kasha of the Rabbi Yassi, the Gemara gives the Teretz. But we don't accept that Teretz, right? Tell you, you saw that already in Taisa. The Halakha Lamaisa, we don't accept that Teretz. So if the consensus of Chazal is not like the Teretz, so what happens to the Kasha? The Kasha must be that according to the consensus of Chazal, the Kasha was never a Kasha to begin with. So why not? Ah, the answer is because there's no Dinim Tekhid Dibur by Hekdesh. So this Gemara, yeah, if you just look at this Gemara in a vacuum, the Shach is right, it contradicts the Rambam. But if you take this Gemara in its context, together with the Gemara in Makkos and the Gemara in Nazir, then Adarabba, this whole sugya, this whole discussion supports the Rambam. Because taking all the Gemaras together, we come away thinking that we need a different Teretz to the Seer and Rav Yossi. The Rambam's Yisoyim could be that Teretz. That might even be the Makar of the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get it from, that there's no Dinim Tekhid Dibur Kedibur by Hekdesh? Because since you need a Yishuv for the Seer and Rav Yossi, the Gemara gives the Yishuv. But we still need another Yishuv, because like Taisa said, that Yishuv doesn't work on Libet Hilchasav. So that could be a Makar to say there's no Dinim Tekhid Dibur Kedibur by Hekdesh. Now, that's not the only Makar. I mean, there's also the Gemara in Temura, or the Rambam says he's saying it based on the Gemara in Temura. The Gemara in Temura, the straightforward reading of the Gemara will be like the Rambam, but the Shach's Kasha was, they say. It's not Muchas. There are other ways to read that Gemara, and this Gemara contradicts it. So how can the Rambam say such a thing? Ah, but if this Gemara is true, this Gemara contradicts it, but this Gemara, together with the Gemara, Makkos and Nazir, don't contradict it. On the contrary, they support it. So then the Rambam would go and learn like the Pshuta of the Gemara in Temura. And that's why he would say that by Hekdesh there's no such thing as taking the Kedibur Dami. In which case, that guy at the appeal is stuck giving $1,000. Okay, that's let's just finish up the tases. I still want to do the second half of the tases. I don't remember if on the Mount of Chaim should have told you to come back to the second half of the tases. No. I meant to break it up into two halves, but the second half is very important. Let's go back into the Tesis. We're up to the word Vashir. Vashir Kadesh Shilas Talmud L'Rav. I'm sorry, Kadesh Shilas Shalom Talmud L'Rav Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam. Dehaini Tama. Rabbeinu Tam comes to explain the reason. Why is this Vashir for how long you have to change your mind? You're giving an Eidus. You have a little bit of time to retract that you're making a mechira, right? You're making a kinyan. You have a little bit of time to retract it. How much time? The amount of time that it takes to say hello to your Rebbe. It seems very random. Why is that the shir? So the Rebbeinu Tam says, well, I'll explain to you the reason. The shir k'dei she'la shalim tam and rab mefarish Rebbeinu Tam. Dan tama, the reason is the kisha'odim made edu, if a person is doing one of these activities, let's say he's in the middle of a business deal, and he sells something. And then somebody walks by, it could be his chaver, a rabbi, or it could be his rabbi, and they walk by and they say hello. Well, hafsek. Now, it's not an option to ignore them. That if somebody says hello to you and you don't respond, that's called gzela. The Gemara Sidrasha, what Gzeilas Ha'ani, what's Gzeilas Ha'ani? How could you steal from an Ani? An Ani doesn't have anything. Teretz says you could steal his salutation if he says hello and you don't say it back. That's the Gzeilas Ha'ani. So the Gemara says that it's a Gzeila not to respond when somebody says hello. So here, I just sold you a car. Hey, we're talking business over here. And we agree to a price, we agree to the car, we say, okay, fine, deal. And now, if I would immediately afterwards say, actually, no deal, I changed my mind, then the deal would be off. But just then, a friend walked by and said, hi, Ephraim. So if I have to immediately tell you no, the deal is off, then I'm not responding to my friend, so it's Nicker Gazlin. I have to tell my friend first, hi, how are you, hello, and right, Shalom Alecha. And then if by then it's too late to break the deal, so then I'm going to lose out. And maybe it's not my friend that's going to come by, maybe my Rebbe's going to come by, and then it's going to take me a very long time, I have to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And if you don't allow me to back out of my deals after such an interval, then again, I'm going to end up losing this car without wanting to. So, therefore, they said that you have that much time to change your mind. Now, I want to point out that what's mavur over here is that without this takana, right, without this kula, whatever you want to call it, of Ketei Shel Tam al-Rav, what would have been the din? If I sell a car, we speak it out, we make the Maisa Kinyan, it's over and done with, the car is yours. If I would immediately, without a pause, say, actually, I want it back, what's the din then? Before the lach of Ketech HaDibur. So Yaakov says it wouldn't work because I did it already, it's done, right? So without a din of Ketech HaDibur done, I can't back out of anything. If that's true, then what did I lose out from the fact that now if somebody comes and says hello, I have to answer him? I anyway can't back out.
I would have answered the opposite.
So that, exactly. That's what I want to bring out. That what's mavur from Taisus, I think, is that even without the chiddush of Teichid Adibu Kedibu Dami, all transactions are reversible. That's a davar pashut. That I could sell you something, and if I immediately say no, I want to undo it, then it's undone. But Salkadai Techamina, that has to be immediate. I mean, it was postured that it's nothing's really chal until, I do it and I'm silent. But if I do it and I immediately speak up, I can always change it. But we would have thought, but if you're silent, even for a moment, that's enough. But then it's going to be unfair because maybe somebody wanted to speak up immediately, but then he has to say hello to his friends or to his rabbi because they came in and they said hello to him and he has to answer them back. So I said, okay, so it doesn't have to be immediate. You have 2 seconds. You have 3 seconds. But the chiddush of Teichid HaDibur K'dibur Dami was only that it's extended, that it doesn't have to be immediate. It can be with a little bit of a pause. But the more basic chiddush, that you could break your deals, that you could back out of it if you do it immediately, that chiddush was a devil pasha. And they're just adding, they extended it. That's the chiddush that we call Teichid HaDibur K'dibur Dami. That's the first chiddush that you see over here from the words of Rabbeinu Tam. Secondly, notice that his lashon is v'shikat eshil tam the rabbi parshu v'tam dain tam the shadim ayin edut ha'esim v'mecham 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 ולכך תקנו חכמים שלא יהיה זה חושב הפסק. That a pause of 2 seconds or 3 seconds, the amount of time that it says that it takes to say Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, should not be considered a hafsek. Tiknu chachamim. Which makes it sound like it's a din d'rabbanan. And that's a huge chiddush. Because right, in the previous sugya, we were just talking about it, legabi hilchas edus. It affects hilchas edim zeimimim. It affects major dinim d'iraisa. And yet, Rabbi Tam says that the din that Teichid HaDibur K'dibur Dami is a takanas chachamim. That's a very big chiddush that you see here from Rabbi Tam. The Ran in the Dharm on Daf Pezayin, that Gemara that Teichid quoted before from the Dharm, the Ran on that Gemara argues with this Rabbi Tam. He quotes it, not B'Shem Rabbi Tam, he quotes it B'Shem the Rambam, but he says, how could it be? We find it in the Gemara, like Rabbi Dinim Dairaisa. He says, Avad, it's not a takanas chachamim, it's a din Dairaisa. So that's, okay, those are the two big chiddushim that you see over here in Rabbi Tam. And then at the very end of Teichid brings down one case that doesn't seem to fit so well with the Rabbeinu Tam's halacha, the Inkan Makom Laharach. Okay.
Where's the Gemara get the four things from? Is it just
get the wife
from? Or,
sure.
Sure.